was used, not the other way around, as some people think.
How did the town become prosperous?
A lot of it was involved in farming. And in the beginning, probably the sandstone industry was very important. Later on, by the mid-19th century, around 1850s, lumber became very important. And, of course, there were huge forests all around this area. We're on the northern end of the Adirondack Mountains, so there was a great deal of forestry down here.
Did they leave some for us?
They left some. But between the drive to clear land to farm and selling the timber for profit, much of it was cleared. This area proved to have very short growing season, so it was not good for growing crops to send to other places. However, it was very good for dairying, which followed closely on the heels of the first settlers.
When you look on the map, Potsdam, it's very close to the Adirondack National Forest. It's very close to the St. Lawrence Seaway.
Oh, yes, it is. Unfortunately, it's close, but not close enough to have a great tourist industry.
Could you describe how you have set up the museum? What does it look like? What are we looking at? People can get up really close to these items.
Absolutely, yes. And that's the way we chose to design it.